And I mean, we are in the story here. We can go into the dystopic science fiction-ish, what do you call them nowadays? Those that are generally green. Colorized. So anyway, our guy here who is writing this, or who is doing something, I mean, it could even be a little meta thing there, the author. Someone knocks on his door and wham, there you have the squad team style coming running in, although we didn't think they existed in Sweden, but oh, they are much subtler in their demeanor, looking like ordinary police, but they have extra stuff with them and doors they don't care much for. And then they are in there, they don't ask anything, they just tell you to come with them. Shut up, otherwise we, you know, make you fall asleep. We'll talk down at the station. I mean, you could really make it, it's not so difficult to imagine how the Swedish version of such a typical Hollywoodish look out for us, the squad team, movies and series. But that's coming, you know. See, now I'm sitting here talking in a way that if I publish this, maybe they will come bashing in my door, if they exist. If they don't, then they won't. And if they actually are, you know, on some mission, they're employed by the rich ones higher up there, the important ones, the politicians, the security forces, whatever they call themselves, to keep our country safe, meaning we have to protect it from these persons that poison other the people's minds with false propaganda, enemy propaganda. You know, you can establish such a structure there pretty strongly today. And why wouldn't I, if I am in charge of the security department of the entire nation? So that's why many now are raising their fingers, you know, I mean, professors and army officers and all kinds of people who are very knowledgeable, saying that this is, you know, democracy is at risk in Europe, especially, it seems. And if we people are just half asleep here and don't notice it, that those who, you know, a person here, a person there, are suddenly pulled away by the police because they were dissidents or something like that. They were dangerous, they were, you know, something, even far right. Now they are talking about banning the AFD, Alternative for Deutschland political party, because it's far right, it shouldn't be allowed. And Germany is now going to build up the biggest army in Europe. And in Britain, you can, as far as I heard, and prove me wrong, get one of those teams banging on your door if you even share the wrong information that others have written or published on social media. Is that where we are now? I don't know. You tell me.